Well, we're continuing our series. Dominic and I are going to be preaching through the book of 1 Peter. So if you turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 1, we'll be spending some time in there. To be gathered together. To be gathered together with those you love, with those who love you in your own home. To be gathered. It's what we all long for. To be at that place where we can take our shoes off. The place where our chair is molded to our own bodies and no one else's. To be at that place with those who know your feet stink when you take your shoes off, but they love you anyways. But here you are at Brother Brian Mission. You're away from your home. You may not even have a place that you can even call home. You're away from those whom you love and from those who love you, if you even have loved ones in your life anymore. And some of you wonder why you are here. Why are you not gathered to your home, gathered with the ones that you love? I imagine this is how some of those who the Apostle Peter writes to felt at that time. If you look with me at verse 1, it says, "Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who reside as aliens, scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia." Let me just talk about this for a little bit. These people were not gathered together in their home and their resting place. They were scattered. They lived as temporary residents without rights of citizens in this place called Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, Bithynia. That's where modern-day Turkey is. They were spread out through that country. That's a few hundred miles away from Jerusalem, where Jesus had lived and walked and ministered and where he died and rose again. They were away from where the temple was, the main center of worship for early Christians. They were away from where they thought God was really wanting to work in their lives. But as is usual in our lives, God had other plans for their lives. God had better plans for their lives. And he has better plans for you as well, if you will listen to what he is saying. This word scattered is an important word in the Bible, and we normally just read over this word, but it's important. And to understand it, we have to go on a little journey through the Bible. You don't need to flip through with me. I'm going to walk through. Early in the beginning, the Lord God had promised the people of God, the Jews, that they would have a land flowing with milk and honey. This promised land, which is the region of modern-day Israel, was referred to as the Jews' inheritance. An inheritance, as you well know, is land or money or possessions you get for being a family member. Usually you get it when a person dies. In this case, nobody dies, for God the Father does not die. The Lord God promises that getting this land will not be quick or easy. He tells them that before they will enter the land, they would be in Egypt for 400 years. They would be slaves. You will remember how hard those years would be. They became laborers, slaves for Pharaoh. But you also remember that the Lord delivered them out of the hand of the Egyptians as they crossed the Red Sea and miraculously marched on their way through the Promised Land. Then the people of God wandered in the wilderness for 40 years before they could finally enter into the Promised Land. The land that was flowing with milk and honey. Right before they were to enter into the Promised Land, the Lord gave them this warning from Deuteronomy chapter 4. He says, "So watch yourselves, that you do not forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which he made with you." Then it says, "And if you act corruptly, And if you make an idol in the form of anything, and do that which is evil in the sight of the Lord your God, so as to provoke him to anger, the Lord will scatter you among the peoples. But from there, you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him if you search for him with all your heart and with all your soul. You see, the people of God, the Jews or the Hebrews, had been promised to be gathered together. They were to be gathered in the promised land if they were obedient. But if they had been disobedient, they would be scattered throughout the nations away from the home that they longed for and loved. So they entered into the promised land and they stayed there for several hundred years. They were never perfectly obedient, but they became increasingly disobedient through the years until finally the Lord God would have to make good on his promise to scatter them for their disobedience. So he sent them into exile in another country far away from their home in Babylon, which is in modern-day Iraq. He did this for at least two reasons. First, he loved his people, and he wanted them to return to him with all of their hearts. But second, he wanted the nations to see his power and his glory through his people in their midst. You see, the Lord God has the whole world in his hands. He raises up nations and he brings them down, and he demonstrates his love and power in that he always remains faithful to his promises to his people, and he will never forget or neglect his people. And so the people returned to the Lord while in Babylon, and the Lord brought them back to the promised land, to their inheritance, to be once again gathered together. But that was them. The question might be going through your mind, what did I do wrong to be scattered from my home? And maybe even more, what did those who Peter is writing to do to be scattered from their home, away from where it seemed that God was doing his work in Israel? What I want to say to you tonight is that you may or may not be here in this place because of disobedience to God. But the purpose of your being scattered away from your home is the same as it was for the Jews. It is to bring glory to the God, to our God, throughout this whole world, to where you are, to your world. So what has changed from the Old Testament and the Jews to our time? There was a shift. You will remember that when Jesus died and he rose from the grave, his disciples didn't know what to do. Some of them thought that Jesus was going to lead them to retake the promised land from the Romans who had taken over the promised land. But Jesus had other plans. He had better plans. And as the disciples were gathered together, Jesus came to them and said, "Go, therefore." In other words, scatter from here and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you always to the end of the age. No longer are the people of God scattered as a result of disobedience. The people of God, believers in Jesus Christ, are scattered for the very purpose that salvation might reach every corner and every part of the earth. And this is why you are here. This is why Peter writes to you who are scattered from your home. And this is why he writes that you might declare the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, it says in 1 Peter 2:9. But let's continue to look at 1 Peter, where we see a glimpse of the hope that we have as believers in Jesus Christ. I'll read verse 1 again. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who reside as aliens scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who are chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father by the sanctifying work of the Spirit to obey Jesus Christ and be sprinkled with his blood, may grace and peace be yours in the fullest measure. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, so that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And though you have not seen him, you love him. And though you do not see him now, but believe in him, you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, obtaining as the outcome of your faith the salvation of your souls. This is a thick part of the text. First Peter is, he packs so much in here, and we can't go through every bit of it, but I'd like to bring out a few points that I want to encourage you men with tonight. First, from verse 2, God foreknew you, and he foreknew your situation. He knew that you would be here a very long time ago. It's no surprise to him that you are here, and it is not a mistake. He has brought you here to teach you. He has brought you here to set you apart for himself, for his service. And he has called you here to be obedient to himself in all things. Second, from verse 3, which says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." If you have put your faith in Jesus Christ, you have a new life. You have been born again. And since you have been born again, you have living hope in the new life that you have in the Lord. And you have hope in the future glories that you will receive, that inheritance reserved in heaven for you. And by the work of the Holy Spirit, you also can have inexpressible joy, even in the midst of trials and tribulations. The third thing I want to say is that just as the people of God, the Jews, had a promised land or an inheritance, so also you have an inheritance if you have trusted in Jesus Christ. Our inheritance is far better than a land flowing with milk or honey, for milk goes sour and honey goes bad. But our inheritance, which is reserved in heaven for us, it says in verse 4, will never die, never perish. It will never be tainted by sin. And many of you know how destructive sin can be in your life and the life of those you know and love. It wages war against your soul, Scripture says. And also the glory, the greatness, the wonder of heaven will never fade away. We've all been disappointed by things that we've hoped in that have faded away, that have lost their glimmer. But this heaven, this inheritance will never fade away. Once in heaven, we will never again see disease, sickness, and pain. We will never be hurt by betrayal and the sins of others. and we will never betray or hurt or sin against our brothers and sisters. It will be a perfect place where our excitement and joy and enjoyment of it will never end. And finally, you will face and you are facing trials in this world. Remember that this world is not your home. You are just temporary residents, staying for a while. Your real home is being prepared. Jesus said in John 14, 2 and 3, he says, "I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also." As you go through these trials, remember that the Lord is using these trials in order to refine you, to shape you, to mold you, to make you into the man you are called to be in Christ Jesus. It may be painful, but as you submit to the Lord, it will produce the peaceful fruit of righteousness. So as you are scattered here in this place at Brother Brian Mission, you will find that at times you will wonder where Jesus is. Perhaps you are wondering that tonight. But take heart. Jesus is with you. Trust him to carry you through these times, through these trials, and learn to love him all the more. As you do, you will learn that even in the midst of the most fiery trials and difficulties in this life, you can rejoice with inexpressible joy, and you will be delivered at the end from this dying world, and you will be gathered into the arms of our loving God. It is to this we hope, and it is this that we proclaim. The reason why you are scattered is to proclaim this truth. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. Would you pray with me? Lord Jesus, I don't know what's been communicated tonight, Lord, but I do pray that you would place your word into our hearts, that we would have the living hope that you have called us to, and that this living hope would so fill us and indwell us, Lord, that we wouldn't be able to help but to spread it and to share it and to proclaim it, Lord. That you are a loving God, that you are a God who gathers us to himself. We thank you, Lord, for this word. We pray that you would do with it what you desire. I pray this in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen.